Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, also known as the Chair Shot Radio Network. My name is Dave Wirtz, and with me, as always, is my co-host, J.L. Bate, also known as PC Tunney. Tunney, how are we doing today?
Thrilled. I don't think we've ever recorded on a Friday before, so I think we're both in like a better mood than normal.
You know what? I'm in an ecstatic mood. I have a four-day weekend.
Four-day weekend. You know how people hear that from other people and they really, like, get jealous of them? I'm the opposite way. Like, when someone has off, I'm like, hey, good for you. Because I know when I have days off, I don't need people bad-mouthing me that, you know? So I'm like, dude, have a great 4 days off.
Well, in all fairness, I also do like to work. I really enjoy my job, and I also enjoy being productive, as do you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 17 different podcasts. it just is what it is, right? So you like being productive as well. But you know what? You can only stand elementary school kids for so long before you just need some time away.
Yeah, well-deserved for you. So you relax and you know, kick back and enjoy things that you like to do and sleep in and not have to, you know, break up kids doing things they shouldn't.
It's not even that bad. You know what the new thing is now is just, like, randomly shouting out things like you have Tourette syndrome.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but, you know, that nothing happens. The big one is when the kid just randomly shouts Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not great. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But, you know what is great is the Oddity News and everything that we bring here, because we do love to bring the unusual and wacky, the weird of the and wonderful from this past week's news stories. And this week is no exception, and I thought we would start off with a wonderful story that I did find, as the New York state officials have seized an Instagram famous squirrel named Peanut from his owner. A New York man who turned a rescued squirrel into a social media star named Peanut is pleading with state authorities to return his beloved pet after they seized it during a raid that also yielded a raccoon named Fred. Multiple anonymous complaints about Peanut brought at least six officers from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to Mark Longo's home near the Pennsylvania border in rural Pine City on Wednesday. Longo said, "The DEC came to my house and raided my house without a search warrant to find a squirrel. I was treated as if I was a drug dealer, and there were going for drugs and guns." The officers left with Peanut, who amassed hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms during a 7 year stint with Longo. They also took Fred, a more recent addition to the family. A spokesperson for DEC said in a statement that the agency started an investigation after receiving multiple reports from the public about the potentially unsafe housing of wildlife that could carry rabies and the illegal keeping of wildlife as pets. Longo, however, runs an animal refugee inspired by the squirrel buddy Peanuts called Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary. And he took to the Instagram and other social media platforms to hopefully get people to back his cause and bring Peanut back home. Longo is determined that Peanut lacked the survival skills to live in the wild and would remain an indoor squirrel permanently. So if you would like to support, you can look at the Peanuts Animal Sanctuary, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, let's get him back to his owner. What do you think?
Is this like some ratchet Dr. Doolittle guy you're going on here, or what's going on over here?
Look, man, he's just taking care of Peanut, man. And Peanut's like, he's a pretty cool squirrel. Look at him. He wore a hat at one point.
I'm sure Peanut loves wearing that hat.
I'm sure he does. I'm just saying. It looks like he's having fun. But at this point, it's also been 7 years, Tunny. It's not like it's like a year or anything. I think the squirrel is fine. You know what the average lifespan of a squirrel in the wild is?
3.
Less than 2 years. Oh my. Is that your cat? Yeah, that thing looks very enthused.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, all right, cool. The problem is the it was bothering the neighbors, though, right? Those were the complainers.
No, the complaint about Peanuts, it was that they feel that the house is unsafe for a squirrel.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It's bullshit, man. Bullshit.
Well, let's head to Japan, where a depopulated village crafts dolls to bring on a sense of life. With most of the population gone, residents of one village in Japan have come up with a novel plan to make it less lonely, replacing people with puppets. Fewer than 60 people live in Ichinono, and most of them are past retirement age, as younger people have moved away for jobs or education. So, using old clothes, fabrics, mannequins, residents have stitched together their own population of puppets to keep them company. Some of the puppets ride swings, others push firewood carts, smiling eerily at visitors. We're probably outnumbered by puppets, Hisaya Yamazaki, an 88-year-old widow, told the agent France Press News Agency, which is a really interesting way to get onto that. Here we go. Most families in Ichinono used to have children, Yamazaki said, but the kids were encouraged to go somewhere else. We're now paying the price, she added. Japan has the highest percentage of people aged 65 and over in the world, according to data released last month by the country's Statistics Bureau ahead of its Respect for the Age Day. While the total population is decreasing, the data showed that the population aged 65 and over is a record high of 36.25 million, accounting for 29% of the total population. Separate data from Japan's Internal Affairs Ministry shows the country's total population declined for the 15th consecutive year in 2023, with a record low of 730,000 newborns, but an all-time high of 1.58 million deaths. It's interesting to note that the puppet population has grown by 6,000% over the last month and a half. Now, I made that last stat up.
You know, it's Japan. There's a lot of puppets and dolls in Japan.
It's eerie. So
this is, I saw this article myself as well, and it definitely was an unsettling sight. But you know what? I guess you don't knock it until you try it.
I don't want to try it.
Okay, well, you know what? You're losing out. It's the stuff.
I'll just watch Muppet Babies.
Whatever. Muppet Treasure Island. That's where it's at, dude.
I like Muppet
Greatest. A Zamboni driver in Western Quebec.
He just is like, fuck you, I'm reading.
has been arrested on suspicion of impaired driving after a low-speed crash at a hockey rink on Monday. Police in the region say the 25-year-old man was arrested after he drove the ice resurfacing machine into the boards at a rink in Chelsea, Quebec, while cleaning the rink between two games. A 30-second video was posted online and shows the referee skating alongside the machine and its driver as it heads straight into the boards with a loud crash. Sergeant Martin Fresnel of Sécurité Publique, MRC, des Collines de Audouais, sorry, French, says several people witnessed the event and one of them called police after seeing signs that the driver was impaired. He says police administered a sobriety test and then arrested the rink employee, who was released on a promise to appear in court at a later date. Police said nobody was hurt, but a door onto the rink was damaged. It's a great video. If you can kind of see a little bit.
Look, yeah, I see it. There he goes.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, it's the saddest looking, I guess, DWI or DUI, whatever. DOI or whatever.
It's a
OWI. That's it.
No, I think it's a ZWI.
Ah, some Zamboning while intoxicated.
Ring a ding ding, my friend. Ring a ding ding.
Oh, my God.
Was it the Mountie? He's like, hey, pull over, eh? I'm the Mountie.
Just brought a horse onto the ice rink.
That would be bad, I think. I don't think a horse on ice would be good.
Well, depends. Do you work for Elmer's Glue?
Moving on. D. Harrison, 56, spotted a reddish hue while driving to work through Brantford, Suffolk on Wednesday. She was left stunned after seeing the so-called mythical glow of Northern Lights-style aurora over the skies of southern England. But 56-year-old D. Harrison's excitement soon turned to disappointment after realizing the warm magenta-colored vista was in fact coming from the lights of a nearby tomato farm. Miss Harris spotted the reddish hue while driving to work through the village of Brantford, Suffolk, around 5:15 a.m. on Wednesday. The cleaner posted three photos of her discovery to social media with the caption, "Guess it's the aurora, not seen one before." After attracting hundreds of comments, Miss Harrison was told the beautiful glare actually came from Suffolk Sweet Tomatoes LED light units, which are used to encourage the growth of its stock. The social media user who pointed out the lights were coming from the Great Blakeham Tomato Factory was 34-year-old Adam Cotterell. Replying to her post, Mr. Cotterell said, "They are lights from a local tomato factory. It has full-spectrum lights that shine red in the sky when there is a low-lying fog or cloud. I live up the road and have seen it a few times." Data from the Aurora Watch UK showed that there was no significant activity in the area on Wednesday morning, with the chance of seeing the lights unlikely. Ms. Harrison told The Independent, "I was on my way to work and noticed what I thought was something on fire through the trees. I parked up, thought I could see what the aurora borealis. I was a little disappointed to find out it wasn't what I thought it was all for myself. It was just a tomato factory. I felt catfished." Did you enjoy the personation?
I like the representation. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here for the rest of the show.
Again, great. It's a great video, or not video, but picture, and it's quite a rosy glow.
It is pretty sweet, actually. I'd love to actually have seen it, but I can see where you get confused. But yeah, it's funny. It's just funny. We can add that to the all the stories with tomatoes in them are funny. Remember the guy who stole the spaghetti tomato sauce from the garage, and he was found with the empty pot. And I mean, you just can't go wrong with tomatoes. Fozzie Bear was onto something. Speaking of the Muppets, what are you gonna do?
Look, hindsight 21. They didn't know any better.
Well done, well done. And on that note, we'll take our first commercial break right here on The Oddity. You're listening to The Oddity on Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com. Don't forget to head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Plenty of great designs. Doesn't have to be a t-shirt. You can get it in a tank top, long sleeves, or a hoodie. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. You can wear us on your bodies. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, we are getting into the NCAA basketball season. And so I thought, Tony, one thing we should do is maybe read up on some big-name player profiles of certain players to watch out for. So what do you think about that?
Let's do it.
Wonderful. So I have this this wonderful player. He is a 6'4" guard out of, what is that? North Carolina Central.
Oh, okay.
Read as a third team all MEAC defensive player of the year and last year as well. He has likened himself to a couple of high profile players. But really, what I want to focus on is his name. And this would be Po'Boy King. Po'Boy King of Harcum College, previously of Harcum College. That's right. I have the best names in the college basketball season. And Po'Boy King is one of the many, including a guard out of Rhode Island University.
Wait.
Always right.
Yeah. What about, it's like, does he is related to Willie and the Po'Boys? Bring a nickel, tap your feet. Okay, come on. You got to give me a chance to comment on these, no?
Oh, sorry. yeah, okay. What about Always Right then?
Oh, yeah, you can't always be right. You can't please all the people all the time, Aesop. You know that.
I try. I try my best. And look, it's what I do. What about out of Oregon, Oregon University? Forward Supreme Cook.
I guess you gotta be able to cook then, right? You gotta be able to know your way around the kitchen. You can't just be eating ramen then.
Right? I mean, I would assume, I mean, he's a big man. He's a very big man.
Well, even more reason to know how to cook. You eat more.
All right, keep going. The center out of Liberty is Caillou.
Caillou. All right.
As in the old PBS TV show, Caillou?
Nope, never heard of that one. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What about out of Kansas City, guard Gob?
Ooh, yeah. That's like Dwayne.
Utah Tech guard Tennessee Rainwater.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to. I guess, you know, I don't want to drink the Tennessee Rainwater, but
it's rainwater. I think you're probably fine drinking it.
If it falls out of the fresh out of the sky, yeah. But then you get some bird piss mist in there, you know, mixed in and.
Okay. All right. What about a guard out of Cincinnati, Jizzle James?
Yeah, right. We're going to stay away from that one. That one's got some low-hanging fruit right there.
I don't understand how you think like that's going to be okay for yourself. There's no way. You have to change your name up. Like, because Jizzle has to be a nickname. There's no way that's his actual name.
Oh, for Rizzle, dude. It's Jizzle. For Rizzle, it's Jizzle.
Ew. Don't ever say that again. All right, keeping it going. Number 8, out of Michigan, guard Fat Fat Brooks.
Fat Fat Brooks?
Yep.
Oh, it'd been funnier if he was big and it was Fat Back Brooks.
He's a tiny guy. He's actually quite tiny. Forward out of Oklahoma, we have Koala Attack.
Okay. I mean, no one's really afraid of a koala, but I heard they have bad temperament.
Also has, what was it? Is it chlamydia?
Yeah. I think that's true, too.
out of Kent State, center, Clyron Hornbeak.
Okay. It says he's got a big nose.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, in this photo, kind of looks like a washed up like Giannis. Just saying, good for him. Guard UAB Tony.
One more. You gotta add one more. Tony.
I'm a guard out of Richmond, George Washington III.
Okay, sure.
Boise State guard, Moses Hips.
Moses. Does he have hairy hips? He mows his hips?
It's like Moses, like he parts the Red Sea. Moses Hips. I love it. That's got to be one of my favorite ones. But what about BYU forward, Townsend Triple?
Okay, Triple.
And if you could, that is the most.
It's a nice stash.
BYU looking man I have ever seen in my life.
It's quality mustache right there, my friends.
Guard out of UConn, you have Solo Ball.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Stolo?
Solo.
Oh, Solo. Oh, John Crux kid.
Is that who? Not literally.
Well, John Crux had one ball.
Oh, I did not catch that. I was very confused for a second. What about guard out of Northern Arizona, Oakland Fort?
It'd be funny if it was Oakland Fart.
How about Marist forward Matt McCool, sporting the single most uncool photo you could possibly give?
Brother of Michelle McCool.
How about Cam? Oh, no, that's not a good one. Why is that one on there? How about Stoney Hadnot, the forward out of South Dakota State?
Stoney Hadnot. What had not he done?
And last, guard forward out of Texas Southern, Zytarius Mortal.
Mortal. I knew a couple mortals, but never a Zytarius before.
I'm not going to lie. he looks like he would kill me.
Yes.
Yeah, he's quite a big individual. These honestly, it's one of my favorites. My favorite things to do to see the best names in college. And obviously, if you haven't looked at the NCAA football one, there's plenty of great ones. My personal favorite will always be Mobility. That is, by and large, the best name you could possibly have. But this does lead me to another story that I wanted to share, because Goldfish Crackers have changed their name.
Uh-oh.
Recognizing perhaps that there is no better way to grab the public's attention than a little bit of outrage and controversy, Goldfish have changed their name of its iconic cheese crackers to Chilean sea bass. The move meant to make heads whip around and perhaps stir up some free publicity for the brand won't affect the taste, shape, or, well, anything about the cracker, but a radical name change is one of the easiest ways for a brand to stand out in a commercial intense world. If you do remember, IHOP saw a flood of attention back in 2018 when it announced that it was changing its name to IHOB, the International House of Burgers. The name change was indeed a fake, of course, but it helped the company quadruple its burger sales. Pizza Hut in 2009 became Pasta Hut to introduce its new line of Tuscany pastas, and Budweiser in 2016 asked consumers to call it America for a brief period. The company says the name change is meant to bring back older snackers who munched on these in their younger years. Generation Z and millennials are the target audience. That said, it should be noted that this name change won't be reflected on grocery store shelves. If you want a bag of Chilean sea brass branded Goldfish crackers, you will need to head to a specialty website to buy one. Actually, buy two, because they'll be sold in pairs for $7.38 through October 30th. Oops. the company notes that over 50% of Goldfish buyers are adults, a figure which we must admit confuses us a little, as we haven't seen a lot of elementary school children in the checkout line at the grocery store. But yes, what do you think? Are you gonna find a box of Chilean sea basses?
I don't. If they were on the shelves at the store, I might be, you know, provoked to buy one. But no, I'm not going to go online to order it. But I can talk to you about a name change on Chairshot Radio Network. Not the network, but the show formerly known as Chairshot NFL, which you can still follow at Chairshot NFL, which is a great handle, is now known as Oblong Ball Foot Show.
Oh my God. Is that real? Or is that a joke?
This is not a joke. This is not a publicity stunt. This is the actual new name of Chairshot NFL. It is Oblong Ball Foot Show.
Oh my Lord. Is that a beer in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. it took a while to adjust. I wasn't sure.
So there you go. I thought I felt it was a little appropriate announcement, considering we're talking about name changes. So I was beaten over the head by Andrew and Ray, and this is now the name of our football show. But speaking of, at some point must have been beaten over the head. Mummified man's body found on toilet in California amid search for missing woman, police say. Authorities found the body while searching for a missing 95-year-old woman with Alzheimer's disease. Authorities have confirmed that a mummified body was found on a toilet inside a California home while they were looking for a missing woman this summer. Union City Police said officers found the man's dead body at the home on Appian Way in August while looking for the woman who had been reported missing, according to CW affiliate KRON and the East Bay Times. The officers were searching for a missing 95-year-old woman with Alzheimer's disease when a family member asked them to check the home, CBS affiliate KPIX reported. The woman was not inside the home, having moved to a senior home 2 years prior, per the reports, but the police did find the mummified body of a man on the toilet. Authorities described the body as mummified because it appeared to have dried up before they arrived, according to KRON. The man found dead is believed to be 95-year-old woman's son. Authorities believe he died of natural causes and then no foul play was involved. It's really strangely common for us to find people in the restroom, UCPD Sergeant Brandon Haywood said. A second man was found inside the home who appeared to be mentally ill and had mold growing out of one of his ears, according to KPIX and the Times. He's believed to be the dead man's brother. A police report said officers who responded to the scene found the property littered with garbage and a noticeable presence of flies inside the residence, as well as a foul smell. The backyard and the front yard was filled with trash, said neighbor Bruce Chan. It was piled up 10 feet high or so with trash. We always wondered about it because the place always seemed really creepy. Union Police Sergeant Sergio Quintero confirmed the Times that an investigation is ongoing. Yikes.
No kidding.
That's a rough one.
I mean, I don't know why you're surprised that there was a bad smell coming from the bathroom.
The one guy had still living there. He had mold growing out of his ear.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know what? It might take a while to get that smell out. That's all I have to say about that. And lastly, a court has ordered a former Queensland State MP to pay more than $150,000 for defaming a local government executive whom he had likened to a fictional character. Former Local Government Association of Queensland's chief executive Greg Hallam sued former member of Cairns Rob Pine, and former activist Lynn Kennedy, arguing a series of Facebook posts they made caused him public reputational damage, hurt, and humiliation. In a judgment handed down on Wednesday, Cairns District Court Judge Dean Morzone said Mr. Hallam had criticized Mr. Pines' repeated use of parliamentary privilege to table documents since his election in Parliament of 2015. But the criticism peaked in June 2017 when Mr. Hallam issued a statement dismissing Mr. Pines' calls for a special inquiry into local government and rejecting allegations the then MP made under parliamentary privilege. The following week, Mr. Pine made the first of four Facebook posts found to be defamatory, saying that Mr. Hallam was appeared and likened to Jabba the Hutt. Judge Morzone accepted Mr. Hallam's argument that the cartoon implied he was a corrupt executive who sought to influence public officials, including state MPs. He found the caricature went beyond mere satire or vulgarity that might be considered fair comment when read with the wording in the cartoon and the context of the public debate. Three of Mr. Pine's subsequent posts were also found to be defamatory. At the time, Mr. Pine's political Facebook page had more than 5,000 followers, and his posts were receiving significant engagement, Judge Morzone found. Morzone also found Mrs. Kennedy made 36 defamatory posts about Mr. Hallam between June 2017 and December of 2019, including under an alias, some of which claimed he was a bully and involved in covering up corruption. Yes, this is now going to be a court case for the ages in a land far, far away, also known as Australia.
Down under?
Down under.
Can I just tell you that next time when we record, we won't have to listen to any more political ads. You know how tired I am of this political season?
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever had more engagement with Eric Hovde in my life.
I mean, I get 2-3 text messages a day from random fucking, from both sides, from everything. And honestly, in the last week, every single one I reply to firstly with fuck off, and then I hit, and then I reply with stop, because it makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's because we live in a swing state. That's the real problem. They're extra bad on us. But you know, it's It's not like there is a rally at all, or two rallies tonight when you're trying to drive through downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're throwing a rally. What is going to make you change your vote at this point?
It's what they do.
You go out and because
they're, well, they're it's not for
if
you
you're
or
too lazy to go out and vote. You're going to be too lazy to go to a rally.
It's not for you or me. It's for people that are maybe undecided, right? So there you go.
Sure. But what, you're not going to look like, you know what, I'm going to stop at the Trump rally now.
No, but
go
people,
hit up the Kamala Harris
but,
rally later.
No, but people will hear about it. You know, like the diehards are the ones that go to the rallies to show support so that the people hear about it and they go, oh, these people support it. Maybe if you're undecided, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, I know I started this whole conversation with, I'm sick of it, but yeah, you know, it's almost over.
Just bring back Ralph Nader, okay?
But on a different on a kind of a similar note to round out that topic, vote. Go vote though. Make sure you vote.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. Please vote.
Right. We're not telling you who to vote for here. We're just here to have fun and do some crazy fun news, but we do fully support the fact that you should get your ass out there and vote.
Yes. And with that, this will conclude another edition of The Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, also known as thechairshotradio.com, or the housing of the oblong, oblong ball network.
Well, let's get it right. Hold on. Chairshot Radio Network and thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And yes, the new name, Oblong Ball Foot Show.
There you go. For PC Tunney, I'm Dave Wirtz. Do as you always do and keep the news ridiculous. Thank you.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.